Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the universe. Today we are joined by Leslie Newman, who is a youth coordinator and field instructor at Ironwood Tree Experience. Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you so much.
What is the Ironwood Tree Experience?
Ironwood Tree Experience is a local nonprofit, and our mission is to inspire young people to flourish by engaging them with nature and then helping them to become mindful stewards of the environment.
And how do you go about that?
We have a number of different programs designed for youth ages 11 to 18, and these start from just the shortest amount of exposure to nature, taking them on day trips where they get outside. They're learning about the plants and animals that they discover. We have a Youth Action Corps and an Eco Monitoring Corps. These are older students who are out in the field placing wildlife cameras and working with the National Park Service to collect data on the animals that are out in our Sonoran Desert.
You take the kids on field trips?
That's correct.
And these are day trips, or do you go for longer periods too?
That depends on the age group. With the younger kids, we do a couple day trips just to get to know the participants, and then we do one overnight. But with high school-aged youth, we do camping overnight and then a three-day backpacking trip. And then as students get older and more involved, we have a trip called Expeditionary Experience. That's a 10-day trip in various parts around the state. This year it was Southwest Cultures, so the trip was up to the Four Corners area. And then the top experience that we have is called Global Experience. So in June, 9 youth participants and 3 instructors went to Costa Rica to learn about the environment and ecology in Costa Rica.
Do you also teach survival skills?
One of the more exciting things for the youth participants is primitive skills. So we teach knife skills, fire starting skills, shelter building, and those are all integrated as part of our eco programs.
Do you have your students give presentations on their experience?
At times, yes. We also have a digital narrative project right now where the students have put together videos about their experiences, talking about what they've learned. Those will be available on our Facebook page. Otherwise, we do presentations in the schools. Sometimes these are recruitment presentations and sometimes they are educational presentations.
Do you have a newsletter?
We are starting a blog on our homepage, and that will be how to get the most current information. And that blog is actually going to be written by one of our youth participants. She started as a younger person, and now she's entering her 20s, and she's working with Ironwood Tree Experience as an intern.
Are you in any way associated with TUSD or any other school system?
We are here to serve Tucson's youth. One of my jobs as youth coordinator is to reach out to as many school districts as possible to let youth know that these programs are available. We try to get everyone who's interested in getting outside, being active in nature, we try to reach those students and help them to get involved.
Are you associated in any way with the Desert Museum?
We are not associated with the Desert Museum. Some of our staff have worked there in the past. We have learned some interpretive techniques from the Desert Museum, but we are our own independent nonprofit.
Do you have affiliates in other countries?
We have partners in Costa Rica because we've been on that trip a couple times, but right now Ironwood Tree Experience is a unique nonprofit to Tucson, Arizona.
You just had an anniversary.
Ironwood Tree Experience celebrated our 11th anniversary last weekend, and for the last 2 years it has been an independent nonprofit. In the past it was associated with Prescott College.
On the occasion of the anniversary, they created a new position and you're filling it.
Actually, the youth coordinator position has been around for about 6 months, and what the organization found was that we were getting great youth involved in our programs and they kept coming back. The position was created so that these youth would have a mentor, someone to support them as they went through different experiences with Ironwood Tree Experience. The youth coordinator is helping to get youth who are interested, support them in getting involved with the program, and then support them as a mentor as they matriculate through our programs.
How many of you are there?
I am the only youth coordinator, and we're a very small staff. We're a small local nonprofit. We have a handful of field instructors and our executive director and our program director.
And those are all academically trained naturalists, biologists?
That's correct. We've got a diversity of academic backgrounds on staff. Some people have specialized in geology. Some people have specialized in creative writing as it relates to being in the outdoors. We have a fire ecologist, so the background's very eclectic.
Do you have a special person to teach the survival skills?
We've all been trained in the kinds of skills that we teach with Ironwood Tree Experience. So as far as knife making and fire building and shelter building goes, the staff is all prepared to do that.
As a private person, can I enroll my kid in your program?
Absolutely. As I said, we want our programs available to any youth who are interested. There are multiple different ways to get involved. We always like to invite people over to our urban field station, where we have a number of different interpretive items where the kids who are interested can learn about the skulls of the desert, feathers. We also have a lot of adventure gear there, so it's a fun place to be, and we invite anyone who's interested to stop by.
Is there any cost involved?
Our programs do have a cost. We try to keep them reasonable, and we also offer a number of different ways to pay for the programs. We have costs associated with the programs, but we offer payment plans and scholarships. We want everyone who's interested to be able to participate. We've worked with organizations in the past, like the Western National Parks Association, this year with the National Park Centennial. We worked with the National Parks Urban Agenda in order to get grant funding and, again, to be able to offer scholarship opportunities so that everyone who wants to participate can participate.
How can people enroll their children in your program?
In order to enroll in our program, you would go to the website ironwoodtreeexperience.org, and there is an application online. After you apply, you select the program that you want to be in and you register. We have a Facebook page. We also are on Twitter and Instagram.
Do you have a telephone number people can call?
We sure do. 520-829-7001.
Are there any special stories come to mind in your 11-year existence?
When I first started, the program that I worked on was with National Park Youth Ambassadors. These were youth ages 15 to 18 who applied to be park ambassadors in the Tucson community during the year of the National Park Centennial. These youth were trained in interpretation, and they chose points of ecology or natural history in the Sonoran Desert in the city, and we developed what was called the Chuxon Trail, and these participants told stories about ecology and the natural world right here in Tucson. This was a Beyond event in June, and it was really great to see youth talking about their community in such a passionate way. Several of the youth have said that they really like Ironwood Tree Experience because in addition to learning from books, they're also learning through experience, and many of them have reported that they feel a sense of belonging. They connect with other youth who are passionate about the environment.
Thank you very much, Leslie.
Thank you so much for having me.